As if there wasn't another reason to love Sanderson Ford and all their community outreach they do, they took on another nonprofit sponsorship. It's going on this Friday, the 14th, with Arizona Law Enforcement Torch Run, raising awareness and funds for Special Olympics Arizona. A Special Olympics contestant will be teamed up with a sponsor and a law enforcement officer to compete in a series of 9 events. They have spread out all throughout the Westgate Entertainment area. And you can get involved by going to SpecialOlympicsArizona.com and make a donation or become a sponsor and send somebody from your company to compete in the event. Just another great community outreach program. Sanderson Ford is, I don't know that they've ever said no. I don't want to say that because I don't want to flood them with every single nonprofit out there. But
and Rosie on the house is going to have a team there.
They have a heart
for help. Right?
We are a sponsor this year.
We're going to have a team there.
So we'll be happy to compete. We haven't got all the details on who and what and where. We know it's of who's going to compete. So we've got a feats of strength contest in Tuesday's office to determine who's going to represent Rosie on the house.
All right. Very good. Well, that should be fun.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Before we get to our next call, we better do this before I run out of time.
Oh, we got that Valentine's Day giveaway.
A state gallery by G. Darrell Olson has given us a $250 gift card for use on any item in their jewelry shop, along with a box of chocolates.
They're at the new location.
914 East Camelback Road, North Side. They specialize in redesigning existing jewelry, carrying estate jewelry, buying and selling gold. It's been the home of the gold-dipped rose giveaway for the last 10 years.
At least.
So last year we played the wedding songs at Rosie and Jennifer's wedding and at Amanda and I's wedding.
Yep.
If you can text the correct name to either one of those songs to 411-923, we'll send you this.
What's Rosie and Jennifer's song or Romeo and Amanda's song? Text to 411-923, and first one in wins the $250 gift card and box of chocolates from Jewelry by G. Darrell Olson.
Yes, sir. We were going to make you name both, but the time frame and genres were so different, we thought people probably wouldn't remember.
So you just have to name one.
Just name one.
Just name one of the two. Okay, there you go. Let's get to one call here real quick. Let's go to D real fast. And I don't think we'll get to everybody that's on hold, but if you're on hold, don't hang up. When we sign off from the show, I'll take your call. If you make it through call screening, we'll always get you an answer to your question. Good morning, D. How can we help you real quick?
I am fine today and hope you are. Thank you very much. I have a bathroom window that faces south. It has it's 4x4, and the, whatever you call it, between the outside wall and the inside is, 3.5 inches or something?
Okay.
And paint wants to keep peeling off of there.
Inside the bathroom or outside?
Inside. It's a double pane window, and it has no coating on it. It's just regular glass.
And
as opposed to tinted.
Okay, and the paint isn't on the glass; it's actually on the frame. Is the frame wood? Is it aluminum?
It's wood and stucco. You know, it's.
And is the paint peeling off the window frame or off the window wall surface?
It's the wall surface around the edges.
And are you painting this yourself?
Well, I have touched it up, but it was done professionally with the original construction.
How long ago was that?
10 and a half years.
Okay, okay. Well, here's what we find out in bathrooms, because there's such a high moisture content area where we're taking a shower, it's a lot of humidity in there, that sometimes when that paint comes around the drywall surface and butts up against that window frame, there's a little crack in the material between where you're meeting dissimilar materials. In a high humidity area, like a shower or bathroom, that humidity can actually get into the drywall there at that little crevice, that little crack, and actually get absorbed into the drywall. Then once the drywall's wet and then the room warms back up, the moisture has to go somewhere, so it actually evaporates out through the paint, lifting the paint. So here's the key. Wash the area with trisodium phosphate. Take off all the loose paint that you can. Wash everything again with trisodium phosphate. Prime it, paint it, and then make sure that the bead of caulk stays where the paint ends up against the dissimilar material, thereby stopping the humidity and the moisture from sneaking back in behind the paint and getting into the plaster, the stucco, or the sheetrock. And that should solve your problem. But it's probably going to need, you know, you're going to need to pay attention to it. Keep the caulk, you know, every couple of years. Give it a good visual inspection. And having to repaint a bathroom every 10 years isn't out of the realm of reasonable anyway. Jim in Tucson, and it looks like Aaron in Phoenix. Y'all hang on. I'm not going to have time to answer your questions live during the broadcast, but like I say, I will pick you up and answer your question right after we sign off. This statehood, happy birthday, Arizona, 105, and our Valentine's Day edition. Happy Valentine's, little Miss Sweet Jennifer, for what, 38 years, 39 years? 39 years. It's been great.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.